don't know, southwestern Texas. Isn't that one of the places that are under a drought now? I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. And as far as I know, they've never delayed one of these flights, you know, to technical problems. I think there's been four new Shepard vehicles built over the years. Each one, they improve. So I don't think weather's going to be a problem. And they have this BE3 engine, you know, pretty much figured out. So it should go. Say, back to you, Sam.
If it's not a drought, it's close to it. Okay, just curious. Like to catch it. Thanks again. Nice report. KC1SM will be clear.
Yeah, very good, Sam. Yeah, we'll talk to you again. I don't know. Let's see. I'll try to get on Tuesday night, see if anybody is on it, or I'm sure it's going to be all over the news. You know, I mean, he's the richest guy in the world going into space, so no matter what news station, or, you know, they will all have this. Hope it goes good. I want to see this one lady's 82 years old. She'll get a kick out of that. You know, she I don't know if you know her story. She was one of the 13 women that were being tried out in the Mercury days to potentially go up to space. Not one of them ever flew, so this one will do it. This one will be the first one and only one to make it to space. Out of the 13, they've all passed on except one other one. She's got like macular degeneration or something, so she's not going anywhere anytime soon. But this one is. And that's it. Back to Sam, and I'll say 73. KC1SAM, WS2M.
Yeah, I'm clear as well. Yeah, she's a character that was saw on the TV. Quite a character. She's a mission lively. I'm heading out of here, too. I'm saying. KC1SAM, be clear. Thanks a lot, Paul. Catch you. I'll be listening tomorrow night. I'll catch you.
Very good, Sam. Be well. 73 WS2N, sir.
WS2N, KD2FI, you real quick.
Yes, George. Back to you.
Yeah, I had a cutout on you. I'm taking a couple of medications right now for a little session I got, and my voice just totally cut out on you. Very interesting. Thank you for the whole thing. Coming in tonight, and I realized how much private sector has with this. No explanation needed at this point. You were very thorough, but I'm on two medications, and at one point, one of them choked me. Thank you. WS2NKD2FIU.
Very good. Yeah. I'm on a bunch myself, but whatever it takes to keep me going, I'll be happy. You know, whatever it takes. We need more medications. Look at this thing that they came up with, looked like overnight, this vaccine that they came out with. Now we need some more vaccines, more technology to, you know, we're on a roll now, you know, come up with more stuff to keep us all going, George. 73, KD2, FIU, WS2N, clear.
No better, George.
Yeah, hey, Sam, thank you, 73. Yeah, this is behind my eyes, and it's choking me, and I started up with seeing the doctor yesterday, and I'll be on this for 10 days. 73, guys, KD2FIU.
KD2FIU, George, go to bed. I don't want you feeling any more sick than you are. KD2OGB.
KD2OGB, I'm not sick. I'm just uncomfortable. 73, KD2FIU.
Take it slow and you'll be just fine. We're all here for you. Feel better, KD2OGB.
my Mark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the WT.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Flymark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Flymark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Flymark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Flymark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
W2.
KA2YHY listening.
Flymark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGAL repeater.
W.